This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. 4 days until Election Day, and Democrats are more and more confident that they will win the White House. Joe Biden campaigns today in Iowa and Wisconsin. President Trump will be in Wisconsin today, too, and Michigan. Both men zeroed in on battleground Florida yesterday. Biden telling supporters at a drive-in rally in Tampa,
"And I believe when you use your power, the power of the vote, we literally are going to change the course of this country for generations to come."
But President Trump says he's going to win in November, telling supporters in Tampa,
"We're doing incredibly in Florida. We're doing incredibly all over. And this isn't based on polls. This is based on fact. This is based on votes that are coming in. But you have to get out and vote."
The man leading most national polls, Joe Biden. Hurricane Zeta has killed 6 people in Louisiana, Georgia, Alabama, and Mississippi, and officials are warning that more could die even though the storm has passed. The dangers include touching dangerous downed power lines or breathing toxic generator fumes. Ed Donahue has more on the storm.
Zeta reached land as a Category 2 hurricane in Louisiana.
A lot of wind, Locked down to a bunch of trees.
Keith Forrest lives in one of the more than 2 million homes without power. Gene Galluri is preparing for the long haul.
"I have no lights. I don't know how long I'll be without power."
Most damage appears to be on the barrier island of Grand Isle in Louisiana, where Zeta punched 3 breaches and a levee. I'm Ed Donahue.
The coronavirus is spiking here in the U.S., especially in the Midwest and the Plains. There was a record high number of new infections last week, nearly 500,000. The virus has killed more than 228,000 people in this country. This is AP News. One of college football's top players has been sidelined by the coronavirus. The AP's Dave Ferry reports.
Clemson quarterback and Heisman Trophy candidate Trevor Lawrence will miss Saturday's game against Boston College after testing positive for COVID-19. Clemson coach Dabo Swinney said in a statement released by the school that Lawrence is in isolation with mild symptoms. Since players are required to isolate for a minimum of 10 days, Lawrence may have to sit out the Tigers' November 7th matchup against 4th-ranked Notre Dame. Lawrence led the Tigers to a national championship as a freshman and back to the college football playoff championship game last season. Clemson's loss to LSU in the title game is his only setback in 32 starts. I'm Dave Ferry.
Boeing is cutting another 7,000 jobs. It's bleeding money during this pandemic that's tanked demand for new airplanes. Boeing's workforce will shrink by 30,000 people in all by the end of next year. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.